The appetite for applause is one of the most damaging of human desires. You know, there's a difference between doing that from like a content standpoint, like this went viral and people loved it, versus am I valuable because people enjoyed what I just posted?
What if you could build a business in the modern world as big or as small as you want without having to compromise the things that were the most important to you in the very beginning? This is the Wealthy Consultant Talks podcast with Taylor Welch and Mike Walker, as they share with you today their learning lessons from stories in their experiences over the past 10 to 15 years and share with you right here, right now. Let's get into it.
So I took the 1st of June to the end of June off, and this is a time for me to slow down and to kind of peruse and think, and Jeff Bezos calls this puttering around. I wake up in the morning, he likes to putter around, grab a cup of coffee, read the news, not really do anything. In fact, interestingly enough, Jeff Bezos, who's the founder of Amazon, if you didn't know, actively restricts the amount of decisions he's allowed to make every single day. What I found is that entrepreneurs and power players and, you know, producers, we tend to try to make, we try to cram too much into a week, too much into a day. And because of that, we end up making bad decisions. And so what Jeff Bezos says is, he says, if I can make three quality decisions, three quality decisions, then I have basically won the day. And one of the things that I've learned to do better at is not make decisions unless I'm feeling like I'm rested and I have the energy to make the decision. So in June, I took some time and I slowed down and I processed and I started taking walks and just like doing normal stuff that I should probably do anyways. And I got a list of some lessons that I want to share with you today. We're just going to kind of go off on them. First and foremost, it became obvious to me when I took like 3 days off in a row, it became obvious to me that I care way, way, way too much what people think about me. Way too much. I know you're on this call because you want to get fired up and you want to go attack the weak and dominate your enemies and crush everyone. But sometimes the most motivating thing that I can share with you is that the things that I experienced and dealt with years ago, before I was successful, before I had money, before I had social media, before I had all of the things I have today, some of the things that I struggled with when I very, at the very beginning, I still struggle with today. And there's a level of human nature that is involved and wrapped up in us. Is an interesting book called The Status Game. And human beings by default tend to crave acknowledgement for who we are. I read this the other day and I can't remember because I didn't write it down, but it said that the appetite for applause is one of the most damaging of human desires. The appetite for applause is one of those damaging of human desires. What is it about us that makes us crave what other people can give us rather than really acknowledging and applauding ourselves? And so one of the things I started thinking about, and if you're anything like me, you crave what other people think about you too. You may just not be self-aware enough to know it, or maybe you are. But when I slowed down, I was like, damn, I am constantly looking at what people think and how they engage with my content. And I'm like so wrapped up in like, did this perform well and did that perform well? But you know, there's a difference between doing that from like a content standpoint, like this went viral and people loved it, versus am I valuable because people enjoyed what I just posted? And here's the distinction we have to watch out for, is that your value does not come from the approval or the rejection of the market. Your value comes from your approval or rejection of yourself. And the byproduct of somebody who approves of themselves is typically the approval of the market. Notice the spiral here. So one of the cures that I prescribed for myself over the month of June was less consumption from a social media standpoint. I said, you know what? I'm going to show up on social for the purpose of contribution, or I'm not going to show up at all. And an interesting thing happened. For a good portion of the month, I just didn't show up at all. What does this say? What does this teach you? That sometimes you just need a break. Sometimes you got to reset the dopamine. In fact, I'm about to go through a caffeine fast because I'm crazy. I have no idea what's going to happen. Pray for my wife. Pray for my family. Pray for my employees. I mean, we're going to see what happens. But I do not want to have anything that is an addiction or that it makes me vulnerable in my life that I am actually encouraging. And so when we go through these social media fasts or these sabbaticals or things like what we're talking about, the byproduct is that we get to actually meet who we really are rather than who we have dressed up to be for other people. So I decided for the month of June, I was going to show up as a contributor, and it was profound. It was profound to me to realize that in my happiest, most default state, I actually don't give a shit what anybody thinks about it or what they think about me. I'm just content to show up and do my business.